You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to a frigidly freezing Friday, a football Friday, in a week that featured a crap ton of baseball. Welcome to Evan and Tiki. We are together for the next 4.5 hours to take you through your Friday afternoon. We'll get to some baseball a little bit later on. Yesterday, we heard Mike Kafka drop F-bombs. I think it was Sean who suggested he made the F-bomb sound the geekiest he's ever heard. We will put that to the test a little bit later on. And we'll get you set for the football weekend. And we have a new name to attach to the New York Giants and their coaching search, which we will get to in the next half hour. But I've got bad news for you, Tiki.
What?
The Giants play football this weekend.
Stop it. That's not bad news. I can't wait.
Is that true?
Yes.
You can't wait?
I just want to see my guys do their jobs well.
See, that's my question because...
And they're playing the Commanders.
That's right. It's Commander Week. More on that in a few minutes. What are you really looking for? Because I think a lot of Giant fans are back into a mode they haven't been in a long time, which is that they would prefer to lose and get a better draft pick so that they can sell it to the desperate New York Jets. Very different than years past. Years past, it's we want to get the worst pick to draft a quarterback. Now it's we want to get the worst pick so we can sell it to our desperate neighbor.
But see, the problem for me with all of that is that it's so defeatist. It's such a loser mentality to just want to lose in order to so you can gain some competitive advantage over the crosstown rival who's desperate for a quarterback. And with only a couple of really good quarterbacks in this draft, the Jets, because they've won a couple of games that positioned themselves out of it, I think they're currently picking 7th. So they're way down the list, likely to miss out because the Raiders need a quarterback. Hell, Cleveland might need a quarterback. So you don't know. But to me, I need to see a team establish an identity from an individual standpoint. I need to see Jackson Dart keep taking steps towards being the leader that we all hope he can become. I need to see this offensive line, which has been remade and significantly better than it has been over the past half a decade, continue to play, grind it out, hard-nosed, fighting football. I need to see Brian Burns keep acting like he's a potential defensive MVP. Like, all of those things I need to see. And the one thing, and we listened to Kafka yesterday from the Hard Knocks, because they're doing a division, so we see a little bit of everybody, but we see Mike Kafka, dropping the F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb, and it's kind of corny. The only thing that he said that was right is, if you don't want to be here, get the hell out.
Right.
And so, to me, that's what they need to identify. Who wants to be here? Who can you count on when the chips are way down and insurmountable? Like you have nowhere to go. Who's still going to fight? That's what you need to find out.
I think what you said is very eloquent. I think there's some truth to what you said, but now I'm going to give you the fan reality. And the fan reality
I'm
is...
I'm not a fan. No, I know. I'm an evaluator.
I know. This is what makes you great. You are unique from me and from Sean, who's not allowed to talk today, and Tommy Lugauer. There is one thing on the field I would care about. And that is the quarterback. Mm. I want to see Jackson Dart.
No doubt.
I want to see Jackson Dart, A, play well. I want to see B, Jackson Dart, be smart. And then C, even though C is probably A, I want to see Jackson Dart not get hurt. That's my goal of Sunday if I'm a Giant fan. I want to watch my young quarterback. I want to watch him stud out. I want to watch him do good things. And I want him to avoid injury. But here's the problem with all the other stuff. And I have never been a tankist or someone who sits there and wants to watch my team lose. But unfortunately, the New York Giants have put their fans in an awful situation. Because A, the interim head coach has no chance. Okay? Right. Zero. Right. It's over.
Right.
3 weeks ago, we had a different discussion. Not today. He's not coming back. And here's the other problem. And this is the uncomfortable thing, Teak. Most Giant fans don't want the general manager to come back.
Right.
And there is a belief that if the Giants continue losing, including to a pathetic, putrid team like the Washington Commanders.
Commanders. They've lost more games in a row than the Giants have.
The Commanders.
That if all of that happens, Joe Shane is gone.
Yeah.
So when you combine the departure of Shane, the fact the coach has nothing to play for, at least from fans' perspectives, and then the bonus at the end of the rainbow, which half of you people won't admit, but I know it's true, you want to hold the Jets ransom.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Tommy wants to hold the Jets ransom.
That is 100% accurate.
Thank you for being honest. Giant fans may not want the number one pick because there's a player they're eyeing.
Right. They don't need it, per se.
They want...
The Jets need it.
They want to call up this radio station and say, ooh, you want our pick?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, yes, I do. And eventually Craig will say, yes, I do. And then you're going to move it away from us and say, ha, 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 you can't get it unless you give us every first round pick in the world. So it's this weird added bonus to why, yes, Giant fans are going to go into Sunday's game against a rival of theirs that they don't even give a rat's patoot about. And they're probably going to sit there, Tiki, and close your ears when I say this. They're going to want their team to lose.
They're not going to want their team to lose. Yeah. They haven't seen their team play at home in a couple of weeks. They had a bye week. Jackson Dart is back healthy. They're going to go to Giant Stadium. Well, maybe some people will. It'll be more populated than the Jets games. Let's put it that way.
And that's the board you're holding right now.
It's a low bar to clear. Very low bar to clear. And they're going to root for a victory. Now, maybe some trolls online will be saying, you should just lose. Screw this. It doesn't matter. The season's lost. The season's never lost. Winning three games at the end of a year with four remaining could bring momentum into 2026.
Not when you're going to have a new head coach.
I mean, maybe it does. You don't know. I'm not talking about the coach because I don't care about the coach right now. When I find out who the new head coach is going to be, and it's not someone on this staff right now, we know that. When I find out who that new head coach is going to be, I'll care about who that new head coach is. Right now, I care about the players. I care about these guys proving to themselves and to a fan base that is highly skeptical that they can be ballers on a loss cause situation, that they can still be ballers.
I am curious to the Giant fans out there, are you comfortable enough admitting the truth, which is you want to hold the Jets ransom?
You can't handle the truth.
But are you going to sit there on Sunday, whether at MetLife Stadium or at home, or are you going to say, I'm looking for good things, I want to win, I want to finish strong, or are you going to a dark place? And I think there's numerous reasons to go to the dark place. A, you want Joe Shane fired. B, you want to hold the Jets ransom. C, you just like better draft picks to begin with. I am curious what the Giant fans wants. 888-808-1019. Now, here's the irony of all of this. Today is December 12th. And for many months, this is a date that has been circled on one man's calendar.
Right.
And a few of his diehard fans. And that is a man I've gotten to know very well, a man who does a great job filling in at this radio station. I made a guarantee a few years ago he'd be full-time within how many years? I forgot. I'm not there yet, but I'm working closer. And that is Al Cintron, who right now is standing where Sean Morath stands. And for those that are just tuning in, you may say, why is that guy standing where Sean is standing? Because at the beginning of the season, he, as a Commander fan, made a bet with Sean Morath.
Yep.
And it was, who's going to win?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I think they had points in the game. Who's going to win, the Commanders or the Giants?
Right, just money line.
That's it. And because the Commanders won, Al Cintron won the right, if it's that big of a right, to replace Sean for the day and be that Commander voice on New York Sports Talk Radio for the day. The problem is, when he won that day, and he was all excited and pumped up, I can't wait to come in.
Washington Commander!
I'm going to drive Tiki nuts. This is going to be great. I'm on a playoff push. Little did he expect that his team would suck as badly as the Giants. The 3-10 Washington Commanders.
Who have lost 8 games in a row. The Giants have lost 7. So you're beating us, just not in a good way, Al.
So ladies and gentlemen, welcome Al Cintron. Al, is this everything you imagined?
First of all, wake your asses up. It's your favorite there, Al Cintron. And
what, are you going to give us like your monologue now?
Damn right. The only thing I will say, I gave Sean 5.5 points. I would have given him 7.5 that day, so he did have points.
Okay, he did have points.
And the only reason I'm wearing this Jaden Daniel jersey is because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. Other than that, this season has sucked ass.
Of course it has.
Yes. Like,
The difference between the Giants, the Jets, and your team
and
is
even
that
he did the last time he started.
That is true.
He was bad.
And he got hurt, which is the concern.
Re-hurt.
Do you, as a Commander fan, want to even win this game on Sunday?
I can't believe I'm going to say this on New York radio, but
just be honest, bro.
I don't want to win the game.
What do you want? What do you want? You want the draft pick? You want a higher draft pick?
I want to fleece the Jets as well. Same thing.
It all comes back to the Jets.
Same thing.
Let's all get in line to fleece the Jets. Why does everybody hate you, Evan?
It's not hating us. We have a lot of goodies. That's what it is.
Yeah, you have a lot of goodies. And I'm trying to think of the Vegas, New Orleans, Cleveland, but not really Cleveland. Let's say Vegas and New Orleans. You are the most desperate team in the NFL for a quarterback.
We are the most desperate team for a quarterback.
In the entire NFL, probably.
In the entire league. I agree with you. I think those other teams you mentioned are going to want a quarterback, but at least you can squint your eye slightly and try to convince yourself that you have one.
Yeah, but I think in New Orleans, you say, Tyler Shuck, he's all right.
I agree.
He won a couple of games.
Same thing in Cleveland with Shador Sanders.
Right. And in Las Vegas, yeah, at least it's Geno.
Right. You invested a lot of money in Geno.
You got somebody, a veteran who's had success over the last couple
of years.
Think about
where the Jets are.
The Jets have nobody.
They have a quarterback who's clearly checked out, Justin Fields. More on that later. Mm-hmm. A veteran made of glass in, I was about to call him Tyrone Taylor, but his name is Tyrod Taylor. I'm sorry, the last few days with the Mets has warped my brain. And obviously the undrafted rookie in Brady Cook. So I think it's not Al hating the Jets or even some Giant fans hating the Jets. It's realizing that we're desperate and we've got goodies. And the other thing, and you'll admit this, Al, I'm not sure Giant fans will, one of the intriguing parts of ripping off the Jets is getting a top Cowboys pick. Like, being able to get into your hands.
That's a good point.
A top Cowboys pick.
And have them say, with the pick and the blah, blah, blah. The Dallas Cowboys pick going to the New York Giants via the New York Jets.
Or the Commanders.
Or the Commanders. That'd be amazing.
You have to admit that that adds another wrinkle to the intrigue of it.
Yes, it does. We all know F the Cowboys.
That's right. So think about this.
We have that in common.
Damn right.
So think about this. You as a Commander fan, and we'll just say you represent all Commander fans, you go into this division rival game basically saying, I'd rather lose. And I think that there is a great portion of Giant fans who are going to feel the same way. And it sucks. Like, I hate these conversations every December. But it's reality. And I also think every situation is different. Like, when I bring up the Jets, and we'll get into their game against Jacksonville, I think there is more to gain from the Jets winning games.
Yeah.
They are trying to build something from the bottom up with a head coach that's not going anywhere.
Because he's new.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, in the case of the Giants, your head coach is not working for the Giants right now. Like, think about that. Yeah. So
it's going to be so different. I mean, it explains, you know, a lot of different emotions that some of the players might have. I mean, heck, even the coaching staff, we saw with the Brian Cox stuff, which we'll get into a little bit later as well. When you fire a head coach, unless you're just blind, you know that there's a significant portion of that organization from a football and coaching standpoint that is not going to be there next year.
Right.
It's going to turn over a lot.
1,000%.
And so it's really hard to stay motivated. It really is.
Now, I've got a new name to insert into the Giants head coaching search, which we will get to in a few minutes. But before we get there, let's find out if we're going to insert another name beyond the one I have. Al, as a Commander fan, would you fire your head coach after a failed season like this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just want to make sure.
It's not his fault, all the injuries.
Quarterback gets hurt.
Yeah.
McLaurin, it's mostly his fault because he was a knucklehead and held out for the entire offseason and came in out of shape. And he only played 6 games, something like that, 7 games.
Has he even played at all?
Right. He doesn't show up. I don't think he's got 300 yards receiving, as crazy as that sounds. And so it's not Dan Quinn's fault. I actually really like Dan Quinn.
I do too.
But this has been a disaster of a follow-up after a surprise playoff run.
I completely agree. I am just asking the unhinged Commander fan the question. And apparently you're not that unhinged because you are good with Coach Dan Quinn.
No, you're being rational.
Yeah, so you can have Joe Witt, though. You can have him.
Well, we'll come back. I'll tell you the new name that we at least have to discuss, and we will get to your phone calls. 888-808-1019. WFN NFL Football is powered by Verizon. We'll make our picks later. We've got idiots with idioms later. Are you familiar, Tiki, with the work of another one of my cousins, former professional wrestler Jake the Snake Roberts?
Oh, yeah, of course.
He was a great heel, man. And I think what made him such a great heel in pro wrestling is that he would talk viciously about you in the calmest of all voices and in a way that almost scared you even more, as opposed to screaming and yelling.
Right.
Last night, after the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in the most inexcusable way fashion, lost a divisional game to the Atlanta Falcons.
They also got screwed by the refs, but what's neither here nor there?
Well,
it's a common occurrence in the NFL these days.
I was going to say.
It makes it feel like games are fixed. I'm just saying.
Wow, that was pretty harsh.
I mean, when you get sacked and fumbled and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers recover and then you get the ball back again, something's off.
I understand.
Just saying.
It was a little shady.
It was very shady.
With that said, the Buccaneers still lost the football.
Dude, they blew it. They played terribly.
They played terribly. And Todd Bowles, my former head coach as a Jet fan, decided to unleash a calm, vicious Jake the Snake Roberts-esque promo after the game. Take a listen.
It's inexcusable. You don't make excuses. You got to care enough where the hurts. You got to care enough where the hurts. Mm-hmm. It got to mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that. It was inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's no excuse for it. And that's what you tell them in the locker room. Look in the mirror.
Damn. Okay. Mike Kafka, take notes. That's how you MF people.
Yeah.
And it's not. I love this team. It is like all of y'all. Because y'all screwed it up.
Dude.
Look in the damn mirror.
That was
that's epic.
One of the most vicious coaching promos, if you want to call it that I've ever heard.
Wow.
And it leads me to a question that inevitably should happen here on this radio station until the Giants make a decision. If a guy is on the hot seat like Kevin Stefanski or now Todd Bowles, mm-hmm. we have to ask ourselves the question, would you hire him? And so if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers miss the playoffs, which is very much on the table, and it would be considered, at least in my eyes, a collapse, considering the talent on this roster, considering where they are, and considering who they'd lose the division to,
right.
The Carolina Panthers.
Who have played better as of late, but they're still the Panthers,
yes.
And they're a flawed team.
So if the Buccaneers move on from Todd Bowles, do you want to hire Todd Bowles to be the next head coach of the New York Football Giants?
I mean, that's an interesting question. I'd have to really think about it. My gut is no, and it's not a knock on Todd because I really like Todd Bowles, and I think he's done a great job in Tampa with some inferior rosters over the last couple of years. But, I mean, just think about this. He's won the division 4 years in a row,
mm-hmm.
and even though some of those seasons haven't been great, one of them, at least one, maybe multiple of them were sub-500 playoff berths, but he's gotten to the postseason, and he finds ways to win. And by the way, I think he still might find a way to win this division and get to the postseason, even if it is a sub-500 record. But there's a resiliency about him that I admire, and there's a calmness in his coaching that I appreciate. Right? He's not fiery and rah-rah and, you know, like yelling at everybody just to yell at everybody, but I'd have to really think about it. I would. I don't like what I'm seeing on his side of the ball.
Oh, no, absolutely.
He's a defensive coordinator.
Right.
And just because I know, because we're talking to Rondé a lot about the Buccaneers, I don't like what I've seen a little bit on the defensive side of the ball this year.
There is, it's kind of a weak link, but I bring it up because maybe that weak link is stronger than I realize. Joe Shane and Todd Bowles have crossed paths before. They were both in the Dolphins organization at the same time. Joe Shane kind of grew up a little bit in the Dolphins organization.
Right.
He was a national scout. He was the assistant director of college scouting and then eventually the director of player personnel. And remember, Todd was there as an interim head coach and before that was on the coaching staff. So I don't know if that makes it likelier,
mm-hmm.
but there is at least a connection between Todd Bowles and Joe Shane.
Yeah, there's a connection, but it doesn't. I don't think it's one that should be an indicator that he's somewhere on the list, the Giants list.
Yeah. And this is the best part of today. Sean can't opine with his opinion, but we can kind of ask everyone else but him. So Tommy is a Giant fan. Any intrigue in Todd Bowles?
Zero. No, I don't have any interest in him.
Because of what happened with the Jets?
He just wouldn't shoot to the top of my list if he got fired. To me,
I agree. It's like not a knock on him. It's just not shooting to the top of the list.
Yeah, because I want McCarthy, and there are guys like Tomlin and Harbaugh. If they became available, I would put them at the same level as McCarthy. I would not put Todd Bowles at that level.
Now, Al, as a Commander fan, and this is, I always think, the best way to give like the most honest answer. You obviously will be competing with the New York Football Giants. So if it gets announced that they hire Todd Bowles, would your reaction be, good, they're screwed? Or would it be, oh, damn, that's a good hire. I'm kind of scared.
I've seen that soap opera before. It failed. Let's do it again.
Yeah, but you also know, Al, that when...
Uh-oh, Tiki's about to smack you, bro.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Sounded that way. When the Commanders hired Dan Quinn,
yep.
A lot of people said the same thing.
It's true.
They were like, oh, that guy. Blew the Super Bowl to the Patriots. That guy? Dan Quinn's a hell of a coach. He had a bad... And it wasn't even really him. his offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, had a bad half and a half plus, you should say, against the New England Patriots, and just kept trying to be aggressive and blow out a team in the Super Bowl as opposed to just win the Super Bowl. Win the game, right? Don't try to score 50 points. Win the game. And Dan Quinn takes the brunt of it. And until last year when did he win Coach of the Year? I forget who won. No, I think it was the guy in Carolina won Coach of the Year. Not Carolina. Who won Coach of the Year?
Here's
last
the good
year?
News. No one cares.
Yeah, no one cares. But whatever. He was good last year. He took him to the NFC Championship game. And so
I'm going to look it up, though, but go ahead.
I'm forgetting now who won Coach of the Year. It doesn't matter. Ultimately, though, I think
Kevin O'Connell.
O'Connell, that's right.
Of the Minnesota Vikings.
When you looked at Dan Quinn, after all of the ridicule from outside the Commanders, and it was like, who cares about him? He stinks. We know he's not a good head coach. He's a good head coach.
Yeah.
So you can get mocked. It doesn't matter. It only matters is what you how you do.
Todd Bowles would not be a bad coaching hire. It would be an uninspiring, boring hire.
Yes.
It's not a bad one. It's just
and it might be good. You might make the postseason consistently.
Sure. Sure.
But it also feels like there's some flaws there.
I'll do you one benefit because I know Met fans have said this a lot, and I think this would equate here as well. One of the perks of the Met signing former Yankees is, well, they've already gotten their New York experience out of the way.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles would come here knowing full well what it's like to coach in this town. Like, it would not be a culture shock for him, and he's far enough removed from it where he can be reflective and have learned a lot from it.
Yeah, but I also don't think it's not related.
What do you mean?
The New York experience with the Jets would not be related to a New York experience with the Giants.
I'm not saying it's the same. We're going to get into this whose thing is bigger argument.
It's
here.
Not even that. It's just
it's still New York. It's still a lot of pressure and a lot of beat reporters asking probing questions. I disagree. There are similarities.
But the circumstances were so different.
I understand. I'm not saying that.
From the roster construction.
To the owner, to the expectation,
all of that.
I'm just saying coaching different in this market.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right, but.
Thank you. Just leave it at that.
I have a confession.
What?
I didn't want Dan Quinn.
But right.
When I saw him
I think most people didn't.
When I saw him walk in the building and the way everybody respected him, his energy, his intensity, I said, he's the right guy. So
I don't know if Todd would do that in an interview because he is so calm.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
soft
spoken.
Right. Like, his soft spokenness worked in that wrestling promo because he dropped 15 F-bombs.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if he walked in and said, I'm excited to coach the New York Giants. Jackson Dart's awesome. This is great. Like, everyone would be, they'd fall asleep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think he'd walk in and win an interview. But here's the good news. You don't have to walk in and win an interview. Joe Judge walked in and won an interview.
Yeah.
Where the hell did that get him?
Not very far.
Let's get to your telephone calls, 888-808-1019. Josh in Far Rockaway. What's up, Josh? Hello, Josh.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, my thought, I know I called you a couple weeks ago with the same thought. It didn't change. If they fired Joe Shane, I'd be going for the Giants to go 4-0. I just think that John Mara, not to his fault, is a little desperate right now. Desperate people do desperate things. And I think that if they just squeak by a couple of games, goes 3-1, it gives him that license in his mind to keep the GM just because of what it entails to get rid of him.
I think almost have it like slightly backwards. I don't think going 3-1 gives him the license to keep him. I think right now, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, I think the Giants intend on keeping him.
Yes.
And I think that something really bad would have to happen for that to change.
Right.
So it would have to be not just 0-4, but the backup Commanders win 35-3 and MetLife Stadium is like a zombie zone.
Yeah, and I don't think he's on the hot seat. I think it's maybe a little bit warm. Talking to Joe Shane now, Giants general manager. I think it's warm and people are frustrated with the lack of success. That's winning and losing. But again, we talked about this a week ago, whenever we did the grading for Joe Shane, so much of some of these losses are just horrible coaching decisions, in-game management, things like that, that you can't lump onto the general manager. Right. And so you don't have a defensive coordinator who has any kind of aggressiveness and can't hold multiple leads. You have an offensive coordinator or head coach who is so aggressive that he puts young players in bad positions and forces them to make mistakes. And so is that on Joe Shane? And I think when you really look into the nuance of what's gone wrong with this team, yeah, some of it is you know, the Jalen Hyatts of the world and the Evan Neals of the world, but it's also you got to win, like, be able to win a game, coach a game to victory, and the Giants haven't done that. This is why they don't have a head coach right now.
Don is in South Plainfield. What's up, Don?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up?
Not too much. Hey, listen, I just want to tell you, like, well, you know, the tanking for the first round, the first pick, and I'm just a Giant fan. When Sunday comes and the Giants play, all I want them to do is win.
Amen. Watch this. I think I know how to change your opinion on this. I was listening to one of my favorite shows in the history of radio. Some call it Primetime Tommy. Some will be calling it After Hours. And this was a week ago. And a guy called in to Tommy's running topic. And this has been a running topic that Lugie created about a month ago, which is we need to rename tanking. Remember when he did that?
Yeah, I do. And I was listening. It was on Saturday.
That's right.
My mom and dad back home.
And he said, look, it's just the word. The word turns people off. And you could hear in Don's voice it disgusts him. I was listening to one of Tommy's shows. And no offense, Tommy, it wasn't your idea. But a caller called in with a new name for tanking that made me say, oh. This would make people feel better about it. Are you ready for this?
Let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new name for tanking.
I think it should be referred to as synchronized diving.
Synchronized diving.
Synchronized diving. The problem is it's not going to be, it's going to get lost. People are going to think you're talking about like diving, actual diving.
I also think the best part of that clip is not synchronized diving. It's the way the man said it. Like, he sounds so smart. Like, sometimes somebody speaks, and no matter what they say, they just sound dumb.
Yeah.
Sean.
And he can't even defend himself. But yet, listen to this guy one more time. Listen to the authority he has when he calls synchronized diving.
I think it should be referred to as synchronized diving.
That guy's the smartest guy at WFAN. Let's go to Kevin in Stony Brook. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Evan, how you doing? This one's for you. I want my team to win. I sit down and watch a game, want them to win. I'm going to the game Sunday. I want to see them win. You're not a fan if you want your team to lose. I know Tiki agrees with this.
100%. Losing is for losers. Wanting teams to lose is for double losers.
And I noticed this going to MetLife the last 2 weeks. It's going to be weird not going to MetLife this weekend. When you go into that building, man, you are motivated to win. I mean, you're not going and paying all that money for parking
exactly
and tickets
right.
to get there and say, I want to lose. Let's go to Mike in Oceanside. Hey, Mike.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, Mike? Mike going once. Mike, we'll put you back on hold. Brad's in Connecticut. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
What's up, boys? Calling from the hometown of Rico Bronya, Watertown, Connecticut.
Look at that. Nice. The man, the myth, the legend, the Rico. All right, what's up, man?
I am all for, as a Giants fan, deferred winning, right? Listen to this. Sunday, if we can get Dart, go 28 for 34 with 335 yards, 4 touchdowns, we know the defense is trash. We are going to trade back and get a haul for that first overall pick, set ourselves up for success next year. I am all for the deferred winning, and it'll make me feel happy as a Giants fan. No, we could compete. Our defense is trash. Just leave it at that.
He did hit on the most important thing and the thing that I am genuinely, as a football fan, excited about on Sunday, and that's Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
I mean, the headline is Jackson Dart plays football on Sunday, and I said this at the top of the show. You want to watch him put up massive numbers, of course. You want to watch him have success, of course. But the other thing is, you want to see smart decisions. You right. want to see, I know it sounds so stupid, but you want to see him run out of bounds.
Well, yeah, you want to see all smart decisions with the ball, not turning it over, not being risky, risk-averse, but also protecting his body.
But the protecting the body thing is like number one.
Right.
Like a bad decision in terms of throwing an interception will make you say, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
No biggie.
Yeah, but I'm past the rookie stage with him.
Wow, you grow quick, man.
Well, he's proven it.
I know, but he's only played a handful of games.
Of course he has, but I have the belief that he has what it takes. And so, he's past the rookie stage.
By the way, I appreciate our last caller. He put up statistics. And so that reminds me that right now on Friday, December 12th at 2:40 p.m., we will make Jackson Dart stat predictions, and we'll recheck how we did on Monday at 4:30. So, Tiki Barber, tell me the Jackson Dart stats for Sunday's game against the Washington Commanders.
Jackson Dart will be 23 of 34 for 260 yards and a touchdown.
No turnovers?
No turnovers.
Does he go in the blue tent?
No.
Okay. Sean, oh, that's right, he can't speak. Al Cintron, as a Washington Commander fan, but in this case, of course, being an IFO, give me your Jackson Dart stat predictions for Sunday's game.
All right, well, defense sucks, so I'm going to go with 21 for 31, 240-something, 2 touchdowns, and a rushing touchdown as well.
Man, damn.
Yeah, we suck. We're going to get blown out.
Not exactly the way Al visioned this trip 3 months ago.
Not at all.
He planned on coming here talking trash for 4 hours.
With the NFC East banner. Not this year.
No, he came talking trash. Came talking trash in his own team.
Right.
Tommy Lugauer, your Jackson Dart stat prediction.
I'm going to say 20 for 30, 275 yards, 1 touchdown in the air, 1 touchdown on the ground, no interceptions.
Hmm. All right. Nah, I don't want to do this.
Why? What are you going to say, 15 for 28?
I think he's going to end up in the blue tent.
So do I.
God. Who just said so do I?
Al.
Moi.
You didn't say it in your stat predictions. You had him 21 for 31. He had a rushing touchdown. Now all of a sudden he's in the blue tent?
You didn't say predict an injury. Come on.
He doesn't know.
I asked Tiki.
Al doesn't know.
All right.
Give me some slack.
Let me finish my turn, and then we'll circle back to you. I think he's going to go 9 for 15 okay. for 100 yards even, 1 touchdown, okay? He's going to rush for 22 yards, no touchdowns, and he will end up in the blue tent and be ruled out. And that's why those numbers are not bigger. Like, they're actually pretty good. 9 for 15, 100 yards and a touchdown. Like, yeah, if that happens mid-second quarter, you're like, okay, it's not terrible. And I hate doing this. I don't want to predict injury, but I'm worried. I mean, he's been in the blue tent like 5 times this season, so that's my prediction for Sunday.
Do you think it's because the Giants put him in harm's way or Jackson Dart puts himself in harm's way?
I think it's going to be one of those things we're arguing about on Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, he always puts himself in harm's way. It's not really the Giants. They called some of these running plays, but even when you call a QB power or whatever, QB sweep or one of those read options, the quarterback still has to learn how to not take the hit.
Yeah, and that's, you just nailed exactly what's going to happen. Tiki will rationally explain how it's on Jackson Dart, and Tommy will demand that Mike Kafka gets fired 5 times in a row.
That is correct.
Yeah.
For being a wuss and a play caller.
That's right. Now, to circle back to you, Al, now you want to throw in a medical tent visit?
Yeah, I think somebody's going to give him a dirty shot and try to make a name for themselves.
Oh.
That's what I think is going
to
happen.
So similarly to what happened in the Patriots game. I know it wasn't a dirty shot.
That was a clean hit.
I agree with you, but it was perceived that way.
And that one didn't hurt. Those don't hurt.
Yeah.
I've said that many times. That type of hit doesn't hurt.
Which one of your reckless commander defenders is going to be the one putting this dirty hit on?
Some fourth string jabroni.
Yeah, because that's what you're at right now.
Yes. Yes. They all suck.
Let's go to Brendan in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, guys. Only because I'm calling in right after the predictions. Can I give a prediction of my own?
Of course. I'll write you down as Brendan from Clifton. You will be our guest picker. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. All right, we're going to go 21 of 31. 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns, no picks. 312 passing yards.
How about that?
He's having a day.
Yeah.
Who's the recipient of most of those passing yards, those receiving yards?
I guess we'll spread it out a little bit, right? Theo Johnson maybe get a couple catches. Maybe Wandell with a touchdown. Darius Slayton with a touchdown. So we'll spread it around.
All right. Look at that. There you go, Brendan. I love that he gave the most positive prediction.
I know.
More positive than Tiki, more positive than Loogie. Oh, by the way, you know what? Tommy, you're right. And Tommy brings up a great point. Even though Sean isn't allowed to talk today because he lost that bet to Al Cintron and Al made the bet.
Yeah, he's got to be accountable on Monday.
We should hear from fake Sean. Mm. We haven't heard from fake Sean in a while.
Yeah.
So, fake Sean, what's your stat prediction?
Jackson Dart is going to command the game on Sunday. It's going to be a long day for the stinkers of Washington. Stinkers, you pigs! Jackson Dart is going to rush for 300 yards. He's going to throw for 450 yards and 5 touchdowns at halftime.
It's been a long time since we've heard from
him. I know, and he was full of, you know what, and vinegar there.
Right.
He came out of the gate strong there. He's been waiting, I think. I think he forgot.
We missed you like bad Tiki. We missed you.
He's been on ice, fake Sean. Ready to go.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how fake Sean does when we check in on the
I think he's going to miss the mark.
Yeah, by a lot.
You think so? Let's go to Joe in Wantagh. What's up, Joe?
Hey, fellas. Happy holidays.
Likewise.
Happy holidays.
Tiki, obviously you know more about this in the locker room because you're a great player in the league and everything. But when I'm watching this Giants game on Sunday, I'm going to do 2 things. If they win, I'm going to give a nice little golf clap. But I could honestly say, I can understand as a Giants fan, a diehard Giants fan, season ticket holder, that a loss the rest of the way puts them in a better position to win in the next 5 years. So yeah. I can understand both sides of it. I'm not rooting for a loss per se.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be upset in terms as a fan in terms of like, this win may not do anything. I know for the locker room it probably does. I know you can speak to that more.
Right.
But for the next 5 years, if they could get a King's ransom for having the number 1 overall pick, you know, they already have the quarterback in place.
Joe,
I'll do a little golf clap if they win.
Right, Joe, you're nailing it. You're exactly right. So if the Giants win, you're happy. You're like, oh, wait, we saw a victory. Good for them. Jackson Dart likely played well. Defense did enough and took care of business. You feel good. And ultimately, to his point, the locker room just, I don't care what your record is. When you win a contest, a hard fight, because every one of these are hard fought. When you win one of these games, it becomes one of those, like, you just feel good about yourself. And so that's ultimately what the team is looking for. From a losing standpoint, though, when you lose, it's almost like you're just resigned to it.
Mm.
You're not upset. like back in week, what was that? They played Denver week 6, 7, 8, whatever it was. I was pissed, man.
Oh, how can you not be?
I mean, I was upset because I felt like the team was like on the verge of being somewhat good. And then you just lose a game because of stupid decisions in real time. And so over the last four or five weeks, that's just waned, right? It's like,
oh, yeah.
It's like, okay, we lost, but I can just explain what happened. I'm not pissed off about it.
Yeah, anymore. You care less.
I think it was week 7.
Yeah, it was week 7 was the Denver game. But by week, I don't know, 12, it's kind of like, all right. Yeah, they lost again, but this is why. And, you know, they need to get better. They need to do this. They need a new head coach. They need blah, blah, blah. So you just rationalize it differently after it's been so long.
But let me bring up a real life experience that you dealt with. And it's obviously not the same circumstance, yeah. But it does have at least some small similarities. In 2003, the Giants essentially fired Jim Fossil and he coached out the rest of the season.
Yes.
So you guys were playing out the string knowing there's going to be a new coach. There's going to be a new coaching staff.
Yeah. I mean, we got told that.
Right.
Wellington essentially told us that.
And basically that's what the Giants are doing right now. Like, mm-hmm. There's going to be a new coaching staff.
Yeah, and a third at least of the team is turning over.
Okay. So at the end of the 2003 season, remind me, I think you guys lost every game.
Oh, it wasn't even close.
So
now part of it was because we were banged up. I mean, I remember we had this guy who had no business being in the league, Jeff Rail. Started in a game. We played the New Orleans Saints. This was the cell phone game.
Do you think that's nice? He's listening
right
now. I
don't care if he's listening. He was crying on the field, right? He was a non-baller.
Wow.
I'm not prejudiced against nobody but a non-baller.
Damn.
I want if you don't belong on the field, I got a problem with you, right? So that was the cell phone game, the Joe Horn cell phone game. Remember that?
Oh, yes, I do.
Kerry was hurt. Jesse Palmer started at quarterback. I think he got sacked at least 4 times. And this game, and most of them came over Rail. And one of the guys that was rushing, a DN from Florida, was teammates with Jesse. And he was like, bro, your dude sucks. I'll see you next play.
By the way, he's on hold right now waiting to talk to you.
Good, fine. Good, I'll rip a new one now. So that year got challenging because guys were hurt. Everybody knew that their jobs were in danger. And you didn't have a thing to play for.
Aren't a lot of those things you just said currently applicable to the Giants?
I don't know, because I feel like the Giants...
There's a lot of injuries.
I feel like the Giants' offensive line is pretty good. Even in some of these losses, they've been running the ball admirably. I won't say they've been elite, but they're admirable with it. They stick to it. They grind at it. They ultimately, you know, help themselves in their run game. You have a quarterback who is hopefully going to be a star for years to come and maybe your franchise quarterback. And then you got some guys that are just kind of breaking out. Like Wandale Robinson's having a breakout season in a contract year, which is great for him, right? He's at 800 yards, almost 900 yards. Nobody would have expected him to be that kind of player. Now, obviously, it's because of the void that's created with Malik Nabers out, but you're starting to see some really good things on offense. Tyrone Tracy is getting back to Tyrone Tracy that we saw last year defensively. I guess Brian Burns is the one bright spot. But I feel like guys, they're still playing hard. I felt like in 2003, because the coach was fired, but he was still there. It's like, what are we even playing for?
Right.
Like, we know, what can you tell? You're like, you're not even our coach anymore.
But that's the same, though. Because Mike Kafka is the head coach, but he really isn't.
Yeah.
Like, I think most guys know they're not idiots. This guy's not going to be the head coach next year. Mm-hmm. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Plus, the mysterious reasons are starting to come out, and they are bizarre and also fascinating, on why the New York Giants fired their assistant defensive line coach, Brian Cox. We'll go through why, and if it makes any sense whatsoever.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.